It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter here bringing you action tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. This would be game number 19 for our Fort Recovery Indians as we have just three left, two conference games here against the new Knoxville Rangers. Then tomorrow we travel to Newton to take on Newton. And I don't even know what they're...
I'm not too sure either. You caught me there.
Bad research on my part. And then next Friday night we have the new Bremen Cardinals coming in for senior night, the last game here on the 2022-23 sports season. So... And then we get tournament time, which makes it fun here, Jordan. So let's recap here a little bit. You're obviously seventh grade coach. And let's recap our future Indians coming up here for this season.
Yeah, absolutely. So seventh grade tournament, we played last Thursday. We beat a really good Delphus team. Pretty jacked up about that. And then Saturday, we were the number 9 seed going in, and we played the number 1 seed in Coldwater, who we lost to about by 25 during the regular season, something we're not proud of by no means. But the boys fought tremendously hard. We ended up losing by 2 on a last-second putback. It was a heartbreaker for the boys, but, you know, with that being said, they went into with a lot of confidence, you know, going into the offseason, and, you know, a lot of high hopes and good things coming out of that group.
Well, you know, the key, you know, you've been at the JV level, and then work obviously kind of dictated that, you know, you moved down a little bit. And, you know, you've been up here at this level. You know, the most important thing at the junior high level is the development and the fun and the passion. Hopefully that gets created in those young athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you understand that as well. You know, especially when you get that little bit of sense and taste of winning, too, I think that's a big key in it. And, you know, it's hard to get kids to come back to a program whenever they're like, man, you know what? It's always good to be fun and have fun practices and all that stuff, but it's also a little bit nice to win, too. So, and I hate to harp on that too much in the junior high, but any kid knows, you know, when you put a lot of work and time in it, you want to see everything that you build up, you know, mean something.
Right. And, so. then obviously as well, you know, you want to see improvement.
Yeah.
And, you know, for you to, you know, you kind of had a measuring point with Coldwater, you know, getting beat early by, you know, to them by a lot. And then be able to see the progress that you've made and the development you made throughout the year. That's probably the next most important thing is you know, having fun and growing, developing as people, but also as players. And so you obviously saw that as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I seen out all of our kids and, you know, as a coach too, you can kind of get stagnant where you're like, all right, what are we doing? Are we, you know, are we making good decisions? And, you know, when you get put to a test in a big tournament like that and you see a lot coming out of the boys, really makes you feel good and really good about things to come for full recovery.
Awesome. Well, we had two quarters tonight of JV action, and we'll recap that when we come back from commercial break. We're about 10 minutes away here from tip time. Again, our Fort Recovery boys are hosting the new Knoxville Rangers.
If you're going to a party for the big game this Sunday, be sure to make Wayne IGA your party headquarters. While you're there getting your beer, wine, and soft drinks, chips, dips, and pretzels, make yourself the king of the party and grab some of their Super Bowl wings and their meat case and cook them up with your favorite recipe. Also, get your orders in for their party trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Big game and big party, Wayne IGA has what you need to do the party right. With their ready-to-spice-up-and-cook Super Bowl wings, grab a pack or two back in their grab-and-go meat section.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back on the Wayne IGA pregame show talking to Coach Bob Leverett. Tonight we have New Knoxville at home. What are we looking at to do, and what do we need to watch out for from them?
Well, you know, they're coming in with two wins on the season, but they've been in some games here lately. They played Lima Bath really tough last Saturday. Carson does a great job with his guys right now. They're looking to slow it down and control the pace, and we want to speed it up and control the pace that way. So we're going to come out, and we'll get up in them, a little bit of full court pressure, throw some zone at them, but really be aggressive defensively like we had these last couple games. So that's our game plan tonight, and hopefully we can accomplish that.
All right. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. So, Coach, you know, looking forward to this matchup. What do you think we're going to see out of this? You know, we see that we're going to see these guys the first draw in the tournament. You know, what do you kind of expect tonight?
Yeah, you know, coming in with the record, they are 0-7 in MAC play. You know, we're 3-4. They're 2-16 overall record. We're 11-8. You know, they had two of their players get hurt in a car accident, which is why we're down to two quarters of JV. Two of their guys were varsity guys. They got hurt. You know, they're lucky. You know, I think one of them is lucky to be alive, from my understanding. And, you know, so that kind of one puts things in perspective, right?
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
It's a game, and, you know, these are high school athletes. And I think sometimes we take that for granted. But, you know, overall, I expect this to be similar to maybe a Mississinewall game for us. Watching some of the films, you know, they play a lot of 2-3 zone. You know, we're definitely the bigger, stronger, more athletic, you know, I think better team. You know, I hope that we can come out and, you know, leave no doubt early. And then we got a game tomorrow, and from my understanding, Newton is pretty good. And so hopefully we can get some of those JV guys in, get them some quarters. You know, the main thing right now, as you're aware, is it's tournament time is 2 weeks away. And we got to make sure we're playing hard, we're playing right, that we're trying to get better. It doesn't matter who your opponent is, because like you said, we turn around and play these guys in our first game of the tournament. You want to also put in their mind, they have no chance in that game.
Yeah.
You know, if you let them hang around here, you know, they might think in their mind, hey, if we put together this great game plan, we got a chance to win. You know, dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, mentally, it's probably the biggest obstacle you have. It's not the skill part, it's the mental part. And so if you can leave in the Rangers' mindset tonight when they leave, hey, our season's done in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This thing is over.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's going to help you out as well. And so I hope we come out and we don't play our opponent, but we play to the standard that Coach Leverett has tried to set all year. And hopefully we come out and we move the basketball, we play hard, we play for each other, and we do all the right things, and we can hopefully get a convincing win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's well said, well said. You know, and kind of like what you're talking about too is, you know, hopefully our boys don't come out here and just play passive, you know. And I like the words that you used. I hope they just come out here and, you know, make them feel like there's no doubt when it comes to tournament time.
Right. And, you know, the thing is you can play hard, but you can also do things not to embarrass your opponent. Coach Leverett's not going to do that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't, that's not fair to your kids either to not play hard and hold those kids to an expectations. Hopefully this will be a great game to get Gavin in and get Briggs in and get those guys some time a little bit, because that is your future coming up.
Yeah.
You know, we lose three great seniors, and Kel Rammel, obviously 1,000-point scorer. Landon Post, who I think has had a phenomenal year on both ends of the floor. You know, and then Daniel Patch. And so hopefully, you know, this will be a game we can get some of those younger guys and get Riggs, Toby, Reese, Guggenbiller, who just came back in the last month, and get him some more, you know, floor time, and then Alex Dews, because I mean, you know well enough, if you want to go on a run in a tournament, your bench is going to have to play a vital part for you. And so hopefully this will be a game where we can get some of those guys, some of those minutes to where they can get some confidence rolling into the next couple of weeks and then the tournament.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I think the other thing too, it's kind of nice the way our the rest of our season wraps up. You know, we have obviously New Knoxville tonight and then Newton tomorrow, and then our last game will be our MAC game versus New Bremen. So I'm hoping, you know, New Bremen and Newton both are pretty tough teams, and hopefully, you know, with a tough opponent like that, hopefully we have something going in and maybe can build some confidence off of that.
Right, I agree. And let's look at tournament time since we're bringing it up here. You know, they had the draw. I don't even know if it's called a draw anymore with, yeah, this, with the Martin ratings. They have RPI. It's all based computer. If you're not a fan of that, I guess buckle up because it's here for the future. I don't think it's leaving. But New Bremen got the 2 seed. They took the top. Those games are all cold water. Marion had the 1 seed. They went to St. Mary's. They took the lower part of the bracket. Then we go to the 3 seed, which is USV. They took the lower bracket as well. So the winner of comes out of the Marion USV, since they're, we'll call that, since they're the pod, since they're the upper teams, we'll call that. And we jumped in that as the 5 seed with USV. So they will play all at St. Mary's. The first game with New Knoxville will be on Tuesday, February 21st. The winner of that game will play Friday at February 24th. All those games are at 7:30, so we have the late games, and those games are all at St. Mary's Memorial High School. And then the winner of the Fort Recovery New Knoxville game will play at USV. That draw, what do you think of that draw, Jordan, with us going at USV versus maybe taking a spot with, you know, say Goshen or Perry, or jumping in with, say, Henry Minster, whatever.
You know, honestly, I'm pretty confident in that spot. I do like, obviously, I always like playing in Coldwater, being a little bit closer, but no doubt in my mind, I'm going to take who I'm going to play over the location.
Right.
Without a doubt. But, and, you know, I look at the, you know, that next part of that seeding where, you know, Marion has a bye, Temple Christian, New Bremen. All three are pretty great teams. I like our matchup with USB, honestly. And, you know, those other teams, I don't want to have to play a St. Henry out the gate or a Perry. I think they're both really good teams, and I'd rather have a New Knoxville and then USB, hopefully leading up to more than likely going to be a Marion local team.
I like the fact it's non-MAC.
Yeah,
they don't,
I do too.
They don't know you as well.
Yep.
It's easier to scout, harder for them to know you. Everyone in the MAC knows everything about each other.
Yeah,
And that makes it tougher. So I think that's a huge thing. So
are you happy with, would you rather take the Marion or the New Bremen?
I don't know. I watch Marion Bremen play. They're different. They play so fast, so hard, almost borderline out of control.
I know, right?
It's a contrast of styles. I don't know. I'd have to probably watch them a little bit more to make that decision, but I definitely think it was an intriguing thing, and you know, I guess over the next couple games, those are things we can talk about. And obviously, we'll get in the girls' draw as well here tonight, and we'll talk more about that with our game. So let's take a commercial break. Again, the Fort Recovery Indians are hosting the New Knoxville Rangers, and we're getting ready for our national anthem and tip time on the Wayne IGA pregame show.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. the durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you stop by Wayne IGA this week, you'll see lots of extra people working in the store. Adriana and the folks at Wayne IGA are in the process of reorganizing the store to make things easier to find. If they're working in an aisle where you want to go, they'll gladly move out of your way and help you find what you're looking for. The store reset is just one more way that Wayne IGA is improving your shopping experience. Stop by and check out their newly reorganized store at Wayne IGA, your friendly hometown store that gives you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
And we're back here at the Forside Fieldhouse. So as we get started here, as we said before, Fort Recovery Indians will take on the new Knoxville Rangers. Their starting five goes as they have a 5'9" junior guard, Andrew LaFell, a 6-foot guard, junior Jay Waterman, number 11 guard, junior Troy Dwanger, another 5'7" guard, sophomore Noah Holland, and a 6'2" junior, number 33, Tyler Lammers.
And they are coached by Carson Manger. And if you Indian fans remember that name, he was a player at New Bremen. Went on and played, I believe, at Lake Erie,
I think you're right.
College, Division II college in the GMAC with Finley, Tiffin, Hillsdale, and so on. Ashland, so forth. So I believe he's been a player or coach now for 3 years, I believe, been at New Knoxville. So for our Fort Recovery Indians, again, coached by Bob Leverett, obviously hometown favorite there, Bob Leverett, will be trio of seniors. Number 0, 6-foot senior, Landon Post. Number 21, a 6'7 senior, Daniel Patch. Number 22 is 6'5 senior, Kel Rimmel. And then two juniors filling out this starting line, which has been the same for Coach Leverett all season. And that is number 10, 6-foot junior, Troy Holman. And number 12, 6'4 junior, Rex Leverett. As they're going through the starting lineups here for the Indians. And voice of the Indians, Mr. Harold Feely, getting ready to announce Kel Rimmel. And going through the lineup here.
This never gets old.
No, I love it.
I do too.
I love it. one of the greatest atmospheres, obviously a little biased, but one of the greatest atmospheres in the MAC. This place, when it's packed and we're having success, there's no place better. So
absolutely.
And not sure how my jumping skills are, but tonight, halftime of the varsity game, we have the Troy Pop Rockets going to be performing. So from my understanding, hopefully we have NFHS video back up and running, so you guys have a chance to take a break from listening to us and a chance to watch them. So if you've never seen them, you'll be in for a treat, that's for sure. Well, we definitely have a size advantage in this game.
I would say just a little bit.
Holy cow. 5'7", 5'10", 5'10".
Starting four guards.
And Daniel gets the tip from Cal Ramo and hands it off to Rex Leverett, and they just walked away from guarding Rex on the block. You can't get any more open than that. Rex Leverett just lays it in.
Before he comes out in a 2-2-1.
There was a trap right there. We missed the half court. See, those are things we want to make sure we try to work on right here. Deflected pass from Troy Holman. Recovers the ball. Up and good for a layup for Troy Holman. And he's taking a quick 4-0 lead in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. This would be interesting, too, if we can work on getting better on this, because I really like this press with our length.
Not only that, you were so fast in it, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Daniel's such a good rim protector to be that guy in the backcourt. That's perfect.
And the deflected pass for New Knoxville, and they do retain the ball. All right, they did not have number 10 starting up there at the top. Instead, now they do, and they made a change on her already. That's why I was confused. Troy Holman with the steal on the inbounds pass. Throws ahead to Landon Post. Nice pass from Troy Holman to Landon Post. Troy or Landon does get fouled, so he'll be going to the Hall Brother free throw line. Foul on number 12. They don't even, okay, 12. They didn't have that guy up starting either, so.
Oh, boy.
Nope, they did. I'm sorry. Noah Holland picks up the foul. 5'7", sophomore.
And you know, we're in our 19th game here. It's really nice to see the boys really gelling together, and hopefully we continue to see this.
Yeah, and I know talking to Coach Leverett last week after the Minster game, this is something he said he would like to have done more. Missed free throw there by Landon, but just with Reese being out and some other guys injured here and there, he just didn't feel like we had the depth to do this. So.
Yeah.
I would assume Knoxville's going to walk it up as long as they can, as much as they can today, to try to shorten that clock a little bit. Swinger picks up the dribble, throws across the floor to Schrader on the right-hand side, dribbles in, and turns the ball away. Actually threw it between Daniel Patch's legs, out of bounds. And New Knoxville does pick up full court pressure here, man, and they get a turnover. Turnover on the Indians. Daniel knocks away, but does recover as Holland, or Dwinger, excuse me. And it looks like they're going four corners. Going to shorten the floor here a little bit. Shorten the game up.
Dwinger passes over to LaFell. LaFell back over to Schrader. And they... Three ball for... Is that Ramo? No, it wasn't.
Cal Ramo with the ball. Goes up and drives in. Lays it in for Cal Ramo. Giving the Indians a 7-0 lead to start off. Again, the Indians jumping that 2-2-1 full court pressure. New Knoxville breaks it over to Dwinger. Gets trapped in the corner. Over to Holland. Deflected pass. Holland has it. Steal by Cal Ramo. Looking to push ahead. Throws ahead to Rex Leverett. And goes up and finishes. Is Rex Leverett giving him 4 on the night. 9 for the Indians. New Knoxville takes a quick 30-second timeout. Let's take one with them. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
And we're back. with nine nothing lead here in the Indians control the Fall Mechanical first quarter scoreboard with a little under 6 minutes to go.
And, you know, Coach, like we're saying before, these guys are a lot smaller than us, and you can just tell right now. I mean,
well and young. They have zero seniors on the roster. They have a lot of they have one freshman they're playing and starting, and a lot of sophomores. And, you know, it's just it is what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to get better, and we're playing hard. And so New Knoxville is able to get it in against our 2-3 zone. Nice split right there for Dwinger. Kicks over to Holland. Holland throws back to Dwinger and drives in and deflect the pass. So they're going to say New Knoxville ball underneath.
I think it just rubbed off Daniel's leg there.
Yeah. Again, with 5:21 to go here in the Fall Mechanical first quarter. Quarter struggling to say that word tonight. Quarter scoreboard. Indians do lead 9-0. Rex Love route deflected pass. New Knoxville does trigger it in here. Cal Ramel picks him up.
Bowl over to Schrader. Schrader passes up to the top corner over to LaFell. LaFell hands the ball off to Dwyer. And, you know, right now, New Knoxville's offense is all above the white volleyball line. Big three by, would that be Dwyer?
Yep, Charlie Dwyer.
They're trying to run a little bit of a dribble drive action, and, you know, I think we keep our spacing, we'll be able to control that a lot better.
Yep. Rex Leverett has the ball, throws over to Troy Holman. We're trying to run a set here and get organized. Troy has it on right-hand side, throws it to Rex, swings it to Cal Rimmel. A little clear-out action for Cal Rimmel, who goes, drives in, and goes up and gets fouled on the way up. Looks like Troy Dwinger took the brunt end of that hit.
I don't think he'll be playing that tight anymore.
So Cal Rammel's going to step to the Hall Brother free throw line. He walks over to coach. It's like, I'm not feeling too good here. Bounces up. Again, New Knoxville is a little shorthanded tonight, which is why we had the shortened JV game. Cal does hit the free throw, the Hall Brother free throw line. No dribbles and shoots and hits the next one as well, giving Cal 4 on the night.
Indians back in their 2-2-1 press.
Dwinger breaks it. Turnover off of Leffels. Playing a post. Dribbles up to Daniel Patch. Daniel swings it over to Rex Leverett on the right-hand side into Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel drops steps, and they're going to call an offensive foul. And Dwinger took another hit on that. He's getting roughed up tonight a little bit.
I didn't see the shoulder load or anything, but,
no.
You know, obviously we're up here. And
yeah. You know, that's usually one of those, you know, in college they may call that a flop, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
hey. Dwinger does break it, throws it over to Leffel. Leffel swings it back up on the right-hand side to Schrader. Schrader drives in, kicks out to Dwinger. Three, no good. Holland with the rebound, dribbles back up, guarded by Troy Holman. Brings it to the corner. Back up top to Leffel. Leffel brings it back out and tries to get organized here. Swings it on the left-hand side to Schroeder. Back into the high post. Kick back out. Three on the backside rebound is Cal Rimmel. 3:35 here to go in the first quarter. Cal drives in. Throws over to Troy Holman. Troy drives in. Takes it up strong. No good. Daniel Patch rebounds. Throws it out to Landon Post on the left-hand side. Up to Troy, over to Kel. Up top, swings it back to Troy. Good ball movement by the Indians right now. Rammel 4-3. No good.
Rebound by
Lammers. Yep. I'm assuming that looks like all the other past Lammers they've ever had there at New Knoxville play. He looks very similar to them.
He does.
So I'm assuming a family member of some sort, younger brother or cousin or something.
Ball over to Schrader. Schrader with the ball top the key. Over to Dwinger. Dwinger over to LaFell. LaFell tried to attack and rebound by Landon.
Runs into a wall there.
Yeah, he does.
Post has it in transition. Kicks over to Daniel. Daniel feeds it inside to Kel. Rammel turns and goes straight up for Kel. Giving Kel 6 on the night. 13 for the Indians, 3 for the Rangers. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Dwinger has the ball, throws it to Schrader to break the press in the middle. Over to Leffel on the left-hand side. Leffel looks to drive. Nothing there. Hands back to Schroeder up top.
The Rangers trying to get organized here. I think so are the Indians.
Yeah.
Schrader with a jump shot in the middle of the lane and no good. Tipped out by Lammers. Landon Post with the rebound.
2-on-1. Nice pass ahead from Troy. Landon to Troy. There's going to be a foul caught on the Rangers, so Indians will have the ball underneath.
And that'll be Dwenger's second foul.
Third for the Rangers, and only one team foul for the Indians.
And number one, Parker Jones, comes in for Dwenger.
And we only have four guys on the floor there. Fellas, one of you got to stay. Daniel Patch and Rex Leverett and Troy Holman check out as Alex Dues, Riggs, Toby, and Reese Guggenbiller comes in. Lob pass from Riggs, trying to get it to Kell and deflected. Minute 59 to go here in the Fall Mechanical. First quarter scoreboard.
Trying to get the lob over to Kale.
Yep. Kale does receive it on the right-hand side. Kicks it over to Reese. Reese drives in, takes it up, and scores on the nice drive by Reese Guggenbiller.
And he's one of those guys we really need to start seeing him get hot, you know, especially going into tournament time.
Yeah, because he's a player who can, one, put it on the floor like that and create his own shot, but also be able to hit some shots from the kickouts from his teammates as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Great ball movement by the Rangers. Three, no good. Rebound for Reese. Throws ahead to Riggs. Riggs throws ahead to Alex Dues. Alex drop steps, turn left-handed jump hook. No good. Lammers with a rebound. Minute 20 go in the first quarter. Schroeder has the ball for the Rangers. Throws it up to Luff on the right-hand side. Over to Holland. Holland throws up to Lammers, swings the ball, coming across the back screen. Schroeder has it up top, over to Luffel. Luffel drives in on the right-hand side, takes it up, and no good. Luffel with a rebound. Host of Indians on him. Kicks over to Lammers. Throws it back up to Dwenger for three. No good. Alex Dues with the rebound. Cal Ramo attacking here with under a minute to go. Nice crossover move by Cal Ramo. Takes it up and no good. Gets his rebound, put it back, and finishes in.
Trying to pack stats there a little bit. Two offensive rebounds,
2 points. Hurts the field goal percentage, but
that's right.
Helps with the other stats.
This is true. Holland with the ball.
New Knoxville doing a great job of breaking that pressure, getting it in the middle right there. 17-3 Indians lead with 26 seconds to go. Schroeder has the ball. Drives in. Trying to get it over to Holland. 15 seconds to go on the clock. Schroeder has the ball. Goes out the set. Luffel drives on the right-hand side. Throws it back to Parker Jones, who gets in and hits a three. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Landon Post, half-court heave, and just misses. After one on the Fall Mechanical first quarter scoreboard, Indians lead 17-6. Your thoughts?
You know, one thing I would like to see a little bit more of is our 2-2-1, they're getting the ball pretty easily in the middle. Hopefully we can kind of button that up. I don't know. What do you?
Yeah, I agree. And right now I think we're a little sloppy on the defensive end, not doing a great job communicating, which I'm sure Coach Leverett's not happy with. So let's take a break, and hopefully we can see that getting cleaned up here.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we are back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse.
Overman's just won the booster giveaway, and so he just cut across the floor. He wasn't cutting around. Cut across the floor, and Steve Trout hands him the ball and lets him throw it in as we wait. That's funny. Lamoureux has the ball for New Knoxville, starting off with our K&L Tractors second quarter scoreboard. Again, our Indians lead 17-6 to start off.
Schrader with the ball up top. Trying to get organized. Pass the ball over the wing at LaFell. And we are in a man defense, looks like we are back.
Foul is going to be called on Reese Guggenbiller reaching in there. Team second, his first. Checking in at the quarter was Rex Leverett and Daniel Patch, replacing Cal Rammel and Landon Alex Deuce.
And I like what Coach Leverett's doing here. You know, switching the defenses, keeping our defense, our players on their toes.
Right. Keeps us focused more than anything.
Yeah.
Keeps us talking, keeps us motivated, keeps us intrigued, and not just going through the motions right now. Because that's right now in this game, that's what we need.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Three up top for hitting it. Right now, all 9 points are on three threes. And to be honest, that's the thing that's given us the most trouble. Just yeah. Being able to contest the outside shot. Rex Leverett has the ball, swings it over to Riggs Toby and to Daniel Patch. High post, nice pass to Rex Leverett, inside and good for Rex. Nice cut by Rex and nice find by Daniel.
Yeah.
To me, that's one of those, we call it old man open gym plays. Seeing a pass ahead, you know, making the extra pass, knowing that, hey, when he cuts, I catch the ball. That's, you know, that's where you're going to be because the middleman comes up to me on the 2-3 zone.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I hate to see, or you know, something I don't see enough that I wish I'd seen more of, and that's that high-low action, though. You know, it's nice seeing those actions, I guess you could say. Good defense there by Daniel Patch with the steal.
Throws ahead to Reese. Reese drives in, and no one stops him, and he goes in and shoots a little runner off the glass. Good move by Reese. Indians lead 21-9 with 6:15 to go here in the K&L second quarter scoreboard. Reese is picking up level full court here, or half court, I should say. Swings it up to Holland, over to Jones. Ball screen action on the left-hand side. Indians do switch those.
Schrader pulls up for three from the wing. Misses. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Daniel bring the ball up.
Throws it up to Riggs. Throws it over to Troy Holman. Over to Reese. To Rex. And Rex shoots a three. Reese gets a rebound. Over to Troy Holman. Rangers look like they're in a 2-3. 3-4 Reese. And it goes over the rim. I would like this scene on that one. Rex throw it into Daniel. We had a nice seal up. Ball's been skipped. And Daniel had both feet in the paint. You skip the ball. With a player having that much position, I would love to have seen that thing got kicked in.
Not
like
only
that.
Position, but just the size.
Right,
general.
Right. Jeez. So, Indians all check in. Everyone leaves but Troy Holman. So we have Deuce, Holman, Rammel, Post, and Briggs Overman checking in.
Good minutes for him here.
Right. Hopefully he gets a lot of those. Reach in, foul on Kel.
And, you know, we don't talk about the JV much, but, man, some of these JV boys are really stepped it up and really playing good basketball.
Well, the two that are and the two that are the reason why they're dressed is Briggs Overman and Gavin Evers. You know, what Gavin does in a game, scores some points. You know, he's in that 5-7 range, but he does all the little things well.
You're right.
Drive in there, no good for Leffel. Rammel with the rebound, drives in, kicks out to Alex Deuce, three in the corner. Alex Deuce, good. Good early offense for the Indians.
That's his shot right there.
Yeah. Don't think, just catch and shoot, Alex. Most open you'll ever be is on the first catch.
So
shoot it or move the ball. Alex hits it there.
Leffel with the drive. Yeah.
Nice drive. Gets fouled by Alex Deuce.
They call him shooting?
No, on the floor. Okay. But I just like Gavin. Gavin's a nice, steady player. Does so much well.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't demand the ball. He's not a high-maintenance kid. Just does a lot of little stuff really well.
And, you know, I always hold a special place. You know, I always tell, watching him, he gets his garbage buckets, you know, where he's just hawking around the rim. And you
nice
know.
Little turnaround move by Lamers there. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're right. But, yeah, you know, those kind of players, and you need those players during the team. And it's always nice to see them step up and, you know, get some time here in the varsity game.
Yep. Cal Rammel gets the ball, turns and drop step, goes up and misses the shot, deflected out of bounds on Kel. Kel's a little frustrated. I think he feels like he's getting hacked inside on some of those shots. But when you're up 24-11, you know, and you're on the home court and you're a lot bigger, sometimes they do swallow that. Otherwise, we could be here all night.
That's right.
Leffel with the drive, goes up and contests it. No shot. Holman with the rebound. Looking to push ahead with the pass to Cal Rimmel. Cal attacks. Throws ahead. Nice pass to Alex Zeus on the drop. That's the stuff you want to see right here. Not being selfish and get your teammates better and easy shots.
And great cut there by Alex Zeus going to the block.
Yep.
Leffel with the ball over on the wing. Alex Zeus playing some tight defense. Ball passes over to Jones. Jones back over to Schrader. Schrader trying to get the Rangers organized here. Ooh, Troy Holman with a great steal. Pushes the ball up, passes over to Cale Rammel. And we miss the dunk. And we get an offensive rebound by Briggs Overman. Troy trying to get the Indians organized here.
Love to see him try that right there.
I know.
What the heck you got to lose? Three for Landon Post. No good. Lammers with the rebound. He's got a lot of those tonight. He does a great job rebounding for New Knoxville. 6'2 post players, kind of undersized nowadays.
Yeah.
Deflected pass.
Hustle play by the Rangers. And Alex Dews with the steal. Ah.
Throws it away to Landon Post. But great hustle by all of those players there on the floor.
What do we have, about three guys there laying down?
Yeah. There was a lot of guys going after the ball. Looks like New Knoxville is going to take a 30-second timeout. Actually, let's just stay here and let's recap schedule coming up here for the week. So tomorrow, the boys do travel to Newton. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that. NFHS video available. Next Wednesday, the girls' tournament game starts. And one thing we would talk about, we'll talk more here later on, is the girls do have a tournament game with Coldwater at Lincoln View at 6 o'clock next Wednesday. WPGW will be doing that one. No NFHS video available. So Friday, the boys host New Bremen, our last regular season game, senior night here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And we'll be simulcasting that with WPGW and with audio. It says also on NFHS video, boys basketball cheer and senior night. And then Saturday, if we beat Coldwater, or maybe we should say hopefully when we beat Coldwater, on Saturday our girls will take on Delphus Jefferson at Lincoln View at 6 o'clock. So,
yeah,
that time of year of tournament.
That's right. A lot of good games coming up.
Knoxville for a three in the corner. Good for
Dwanger.
Yep, Troy Dwanger, 5'11", junior.
And that gives him six. That'd be his second one of the night.
Alex Dews for three at the other end. Misses the shot. Goes up and grabs it. Misses it. Cal Rammel with it. Misses it. Alex Dews with an offensive rebound. Dribbles back out. Landon Post inside to Cal Rammel. Turns and quickly goes up and scores it and gets fouled for Cal Rammel. You know, right now, Indians lead 28-14, have the Rangers doubled up. Not sure if Coach Leverett's really happy with this first half performance so far here by the Indians.
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. You know, based off our defensive alone, I think our offense is doing okay, but defensively, you'd like to see us be able to control that dribble drive. And, you know, right now, all they're doing, dribble drive, kicking out, getting some easy threes.
Right, we're not doing a great job contesting shots, and we're getting beat off the dribble threes.
Yeah,
I agree 100%. Kel does hit that one on the Hall Brothers free throw line, giving him 11. The Indians 29, Rangers 11. Leffel drives in. That's a great rotation by Landon Post right there. That's the stuff you want to see right here, is us getting better at stuff. Ball screen by Lammers on Schroeder on the left-hand side. Over to Leffel. Swings it over to Holland. Or excuse me, Dwanger. Dwanger dribbles back up. Throws it over to on the right-hand side is Schroeder. Drives in.
Holland with the ball.
Yep. Obvious foul. Goes in, but it was on the floor. Foul on Alex Dews, giving him two on the night. Fifth for the Indians. So it'd be a non-shooting foul. Holland's taking it out underneath. By the way, Steve Trout's doing the game tonight. 45 years of officiating.
That's incredible.
That's older than you. I'm 46, so that's a long time
that
officiating.
That is.
Knoxville's in a place you don't want to be, down in the corner. Turnover by the Knoxville Rangers. Alex Deuce picks it up. Throws it ahead to Cal Rimmel. One-handed pass to Rex Leverett. Rex has it on the left-hand side. Dribbles in. Picks up his dribble. Throws it back to Cal Rimmel. Dribbles back up. Crossover dribble. Back to Rex. Nice two-man game. Rex thinks about a three. Get the ball swung. There we go to Briggs Overman. Briggs throws it up to Cal Rimmel. Stop 15-footer.
Got
good
it.
For Cal.
Brings Cal to 13 points.
31 for the Indians, 14 for the Rangers. Minute 20 to go on the K&L second quarter scoreboard. The Indians are token man-to-man here.
I like that switch.
Yeah. Nothing hard. Leffel thinks about a three. Does it? Throws up a shot. No good.
I think there might have been a travel in there, but
yep.
Rex Leverett with the turnover or with the steal. Pushes the ball up to Landon Post. Landon steps back. Finds Rex Leverett at the elbow and got it. Great jump shot. I like that in transition.
Yeah, absolutely. And great composure there by Landon Post.
You know, I think one thing New Knoxville is going to struggle with, you can tell they're getting tired. And, you know, like we said before, they're limited on players. It's going to really be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah. I mean, we got nine guys right now. We're playing with Briggs being that ninth guy. And I assume one of those quarters or so, and we only played two, so he has three tonight. So he can play the whole rest of the game.
Schrader with the corner three, misses. Ah.
Rebound in there for Parker Jones, a 5'10 freshman.
Kale kind of had the rebound, and that Parker Jones just swooped on in there and stole one from us.
33-16 with 20 seconds to go. Looks like the Indians are probably going to take one shot. Post motions his guys through for a clear out. Attacks the gap. Hands off to Rex Leverett. Rex drives in. Pivots. Back to Landon Post.
Three.
Nice offensive shot by Landon Post. Giving the Indians a 36-16, 20-point first half lead against the New Knoxville Rangers. Let's take a break here and hear a word from our sponsors.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glensert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
And we're back here as our fans are being entertained by the Troy Pop Rockets. And
this is impressive.
I assume you can see this on NFHS. At least I hope so, because I'm guessing the oldest one is probably 11, 12, 13 in there. And this is one heck of a show. First of all, it's a heck of a routine. They remember all this.
Yeah.
Second of all, I mean, this is impressive. Little kids are jumping everywhere and dancing and all kinds of stuff.
And it's organized.
Yeah. I mean, this is awesome. All right. To recap here, our Indians versus the new Knoxville Rangers. At the end of one quarter, our Indians led 17-6. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored their Rangers 19-10 to take a 36-16 halftime lead, which is currently where we stand. Kel Ramos pacing the way for the Indians with 13 points. Rex Leverett has 8. Alex Dews with 5. Reese Guggenbiller with 4. Landon Post with 4. And Troy Holman with 2. Briggs Overman and Daniel Patch have played and have not scored, as well as Riggs Toby. And in JV action, which was only a half, since New Knoxville is short on players here. At the end of one quarter, it was 13-0 Indians led. And in the second quarter, our Indians outscored the New Knoxville Rangers 14-2 to win the halftime. And also, I guess you called the game at 27-2. Leading the way in our JV action was Briggs Overman with 9 points. Cooper Thompson added 4. Gavin Evers with 8. Mason Diller with 2. Colson Post with 2. And Alex Garkey with 2. I've never seen a person be a jump rope.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, folks. So hopefully you can see this on NFHS, because this is really impressive. All right, let's take a break from our halftime here with 4 minutes to go. Again, the Indians are leading 36-16, and that way Jordan and I can watch a little more of the Pop-Pop Rockets.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaut Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And we're back, and halftime entertainment was the Troy Pop Rocks. And
That's incredible.
They are impressive for young little kids out there jumping around like they are. Looking ahead at tournament draw, our girls, Delphus Jefferson got the 2 seed and took the top. And these games will all be played at Lincoln View. Coldwater got the 7 seed, and our Fort Recovery Indians got the 11 seed. In the lower half of that bracket, Allen East has the 5 seed. Parkway Panthers, who actually just shared their first ever MAC championship with the Marion local Lady Flyers yesterday. I saw a picture of St. Henry's Gymnasium. I actually dropped off a girl at St. Henry. Is one of ours. Stella's plays club volleyball, the St. Henry girl, and her sister was playing. So we dropped her off there and kind of walked in, make sure she got into the place, and her parents were there. And oh my goodness, that place was packed.
That's incredible.
But you know, you don't see that often in girls basketball, unfortunately, for those ladies who work really hard and, you know, don't get quite the same recognition as sometimes the fan support, community support. But you know, watching the whole, one whole side of it was completely almost full. You couldn't hardly find it, person there. And Parkway Panther fans were everywhere, and I'm sure they're absolutely elated to be, you know, co-MAC champs with the Flyers.
So. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, props to the other team there. I think it was St. Henry. I know a lady I work with, she's from Rockford, and she said it was incredible just to see the MAC support from St. Henry, knowing that was their first MAC championship. So, love that camaraderie.
And they stayed. And you know, gave him a huge ovation for the Parkway Panthers and winning that MAC championship. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Parkway does take on Wayne Trace. So, you know, be interesting with the Indians if we can get that victory over Coldwater, which Coldwater's playing really well right now, but so is our Indians, you know. Yeah. And Callie Wendell shooting the ball really well for our Indians. And, you know, from what I saw, Marion looks like Coldwater's comfortable setting in a 1-2-2 half-court zone. And so, if Callie Wendell can hit some shots for our Indians, you know, maybe that makes things interesting. And then, you know, at that point, we take on the 2 seed in Delphus Jefferson. And ironically, Dave Blockberger, our longtime coach here for football and basketball, his sister is the head coach at Delphus Jefferson. So,
wow,
that would be an interesting matchup if we could win that one. And also, it's going to be interesting for Coldwater if they do, because Blockberger's live in Coldwater, so.
Yeah. And those will both be Lincoln View, is that
right?
Yes,
all at Lincoln View. So, interesting for our boys as well. Like I said, we play New Knoxville here, and the winner takes on USV. If you had to predict, do you think the Final Four will go chalk with 1, 2, 3, 4 all the way through?
Pretty close.
I think Bremen wins. I think St. Henry wins. I think Marion wins. And I think we win. And I think it's going to be a pretty much all MAC district Final Four.
I think it will.
And I like our chances with Marion. I like Bremen over St. Henry. I like us and Bremen playing. So
yeah, it'll be interesting for sure, Coach.
All right. Fort Recovery starts off with the second half, and Fort Recovery Insurance is our third quarter sponsor. Lob pass for Cal Ramel. Misses the lay-in tip of Duncan tipped. Again, Indians lead 36-16. New Knoxville has the ball. 3 down in transition.
Dwyer pulls up. Off the rim. Rex Leverett with the rebound.
That's too easy of a shot.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like that defensively. Post has the ball for the Indians. 3 on the other end. No good. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Dribbles back out. Passes to Rex Leverett inside. Rex turns and spins and shoots it over the rim. Looks like he got poked in the eye on the shot, which makes it difficult to shoot when you're not shooting with any eyeballs open because their fingers are in them.
Leffel rotates the ball to Dwyer. Dwyer attacks. Passes over to Holland. Holland up to Schroeder. Schroeder passes the ball over to LaFell. I tell you one thing, they move the ball pretty well.
Yeah, they do. A lot of guys get touches.
LaFell back over to Schroeder. Schroeder over to Dwyer to the corner. He drives. They're going to call a push on Landon Post.
You know, the other thing is, you know, obviously we're winning by 20 here to start the half, but, you know, these guys are young.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at a freshman. You're looking at a lot of sophomores out there on the floor. And, you know, they do have 2 juniors, and, you know, that's tough when you're a junior and you got to be in charge of carrying the load, and you're maybe not quite ready for that.
Yeah, you know, with what we're seeing right now, there's no New Knoxville, you know. You hate to give too many props to the visiting team, and I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but they're, to me, easily next year maybe a 500 team.
Yeah, they got a lot to look forward to. Great hustle right there by New Knoxville and Landon Post getting on the floor. New Knoxville's going to get the ball. Yeah, a lot of young talent. Coach Carson Menger has to be excited for next year.
And, you know, they do this dribble drive fairly well.
Right. The key to this is create space. And Lammers hides out in what they call the dunker's corner right there, where you could get the drop off and lay in. So you create the space in four corners a little bit. And so you can drive and kick. Deflected there by Cal Ramos. Going to be Rangers ball.
Went right between Holland's legs.
The key to that is you make the help side really have to come over. So when the help side really has to come over, then you can start to creep in a little bit from that back spot where you can catch and shoot a three then.
And, you know, it's perfect for the, you know, their strategy, especially when you go against MAC teams that sport 6 foot seven, 6 foot eight post players.
Right. Lammers has it, turns down a shot, throws out uncontested 15-footer. Right now, Coach Mager has to be excited with what's happening here with Dwinger. And he's tried to throw it ahead and gets knocked out by Luffel. Good hustle by that young man.
Rex Leverett checking the ball in. Rotates the ball up to Landon Post. Landon to Daniel Patch at the kicks out to Rex Leverett for three. Got it. Brings our Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard to 39-18.
Giving Rex 11 on the night.
Dwyer walking the ball up the floor. Attacks. Kicks out to Schroeder. Schroeder rotates the ball up to LaFell. LaFell over to Holland on the wing. Holland back to LaFell. He attacks. Kicks out to Schroeder for three. Short. Troy Holman with the rebound. Rebound by Schroeder, sorry. Rexler right there with the shot.
Luffel now has the ball on the left-hand side, right in front of their bench. Drives in against Kel Rimmel. Kel pokes at it. Probably could have been a foul. No foul. Blocked by Daniel Patch on that shot. Troy Holman with the rebound. Puts it in transition. Troy goes up and body foul and almost goes in but doesn't. Good take by Troy Holman. Troy will go to the Hall Brother free throw line. Shooting two. First foul for the new Knoxville Rangers in this half. Troy eyes and flies and misses the first one. Indians lead with shade under, over, I should say, 5 minutes to go, 39-18. Let's the second one go. No good. Lammers with the rebound. And Dwinger walks the ball across the floor. Looking to attack Cal Ramos. Cal puts his hands in there, goes up for the loose ball. Landon Post with it, throws ahead to Rex Leverett. Deflected pass by Luffel. Daniel Patch recovers it. Skip pass to Troy Holman. Back up to Daniel Patch. Daniel shoots three. No good. Cal Ramos with the rebound. Cross court pass. It gets thrown away. Stolen by the Rangers.
You know, those, I would like to see him kick that back.
Yeah.
You know, everybody left Daniel after the shot.
Right.
We get the offensive rebound. And then we force a tough pass across the court and turn the ball over.
The best time to shoot a three once you have it in half court is off an offensive rebound.
That's right.
Great drive and thrown in there to Lammers. That's that dribble drive, motion, offense, dump, you know, backside Daniel comes up because we get beat. And they are able to kick it to Lammers inside for a nice little post pass. Deflected pass. Daniel Patch comes away with it. And ripped in there is Schroeder with the ball.
And right now, the Indians are kind of getting careless. You know,
yep.
New Knoxville's on a little bit of a run and getting some momentum. And we're just getting a little careless, you know, trying to make, you know, lofty passes over the top, silly passes across courts. And, you know, hopefully we can start cleaning up here.
And Leverett, Patch, and Post step come out. Toby, Guggenbiller, Deuce come on with Holman and Rimmel. Riggs, Toby has the ball on the right-hand side over to Kel Rimmel. Nice cut pass in there from Riggs. And, yep, I thought, wasn't sure if they're going to call travel or foul. And the foul did cause the travel. But so Fort Recovery will have the ball out of bounds underneath. Two fouls for the Rangers with 3:57 to go here in the Fort Recovery's third quarter scoreboard. 39-20 Indians lead. Bramwell has the ball.
And the Rangers out in the 2-3 zone.
That's one Kel can, they're so closely guarding him right there. Kel can just put the ball on the floor and go at people and should pick up a foul.
Yeah. And you know, their 2-3 zone here, it's kind of more of a matchup. They're coming way out here.
Yeah, it's extended. I mean, even like right there, that's still kind of a body. Right there.
Yeah.
You know, so Coach Leverett takes a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him.
Hi, this this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
We're back, 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Indians lead 39-20. Holman has the ball up top.
Now they are in a 1-3-1, the Rangers are.
Great job of switching up defenses here by the Rangers as well. Going to be a holding call on Noah Holland, 5'7 sophomore. When you're 5'7 playing in the MAC, you got to do everything you can, which he is right now. So give that young man credit. Playing gritty and playing tough, that's all you can ask. Reese Guggenbiller with the ball over to Cal Rammel. Cal shoots a three.
Got it.
Good. Out of the corner for Cal Rammel, giving him 16 on the night.
I think we had a little missed assignment there. You know, I think Coach wanted to see a lot more ball pressure on the guards, and they were able to bring it down pretty easy. Three ball for Dwayne from the corner. No good. Troy Holman with the run.
Pushing ahead in transition is Troy. Over to Alex Deuce on the left-hand side in the corner. Throws up to Cal Rammel. Back to Alex Deuce. Sets his feet, lets it fly, and short for Alex. That's one of those. Alex just wasn't ready to shoot it, and he shot it anyway.
I've never been a big fan of players looking down at their feet and then shooting the ball. You know what I mean? And you know, I know he's trying to get the most of his shot right there, but you know, if you're a good shooter, we're up by 22 points. I want to see you shoot a nice shot and just hit it.
Yeah. Indians fall back in man-to-man. Holland has the ball. Refuses the ball screen there by Lammers. Gets it over to Dwinger. Over to Lammers, swings the ball to Schroeder on the right-hand side, back up to Luffel. Luffel looks to drive in, stops 15-foot, nice little step-through move. Daniel Patch with the rebound, goes ahead to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese gets it over to Rex, get past to Daniel, nice extra pass to Landon Post, no good.
No foul.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, late call. Official underneath was watching them go for the rebound.
He called it on the floor.
Yeah, afterwards on the box.
Oh, out. Was it?
Okay. Yeah, it was a good call. Had the trail official shooting that since it's kind of in transition a little bit.
I probably shouldn't have questioned 45 years of officiating.
Well, we can always do that.
I know.
Daniel Patch has it, gives it into Rex Leverett. A little 8-footer, gets hit on the arm. So Rex will have a chance to go all brother free throw line. Rex is having himself a nice game tonight. Hits that one. First points for Rex in the second half, but he had actually taken it back. He had a three earlier.
With the Sons of the American Legion in Fort Recovery.
So giving Rex 12 on the night. And rattles out on that one.
Rebound by Dwanger. Pushes the ball forward. Trying to survey the court here. Attacks, passes over to Holland in the corner for three. Misses. Daniel Patch with the rebound.
Nice pass ahead to Post. Up the Riggs Toby. There's going to be a block. Oh, no way. That's a flop.
Riggs Toby tries to attack the rim, and
he fell before Riggs even hit him.
He did.
Academy Awards were this week, I guess. Not that I watched.
I like that.
Oh, shoot. We have a late nominee.
And Dwayne Aaron bringing the ball up. Passes through, chase the ball over to Schrader. Schrader steps out. Knocks deuce on him. Three ball by Dwanger in the corner. Got it.
Good offense by New Knoxville.
That dribble drive, they're doing a great rotation and kicking it out.
It's giving us fits right now. We're struggling to keep the dribble in front of us. Riggs drives in and throws up kind of a wild shot. Rebound for Lammers. Yeah, they're executing their stuff pretty well right here. This is what you got to be happy about if you're a Ranger fan.
Yeah.
Daniel Patch with the rebound. He's got quite a few of those on the night.
And, you know, it's easy when you get in a game like this with scores like this, it's easy to give up, and the Rangers definitely are not.
Right. It also helps when you're younger. You know, you got to play for the future.
Yeah.
Turnover on the Indians. Holland drives in. Nice move right there. Dana Patch with another rebound. Throws over to Riggs. Toby. Hand check there. No call. Over Riggs over to Dana. One more pass to Alex Deuce. Drives baseline. Alex takes it up. No good. This is where we're getting a little sloppy for the Indians. It's okay to drive in, or we can't just throw up wild shots. We got to be on balance, come to a jump stop, take good shots.
20 seconds left in the third quarter.
Otherwise, the only thing those gives us is a chance of offensive rebound. That's about it.
That's right.
Shot on that end.
Leffel tries to take it to the hole and meets Daniel Patch, brick wall.
Post with the rebound with 7 seconds to go. Daniel has it, drives in, kicks back to Landon Post. 3, 2, 1, spins in, fadeaway shot, no good for the Indians. Indians still lead by 20, not much has changed after 8. 43-23, Indians lead, going into the fourth quarter. We'll take a break and be back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Back. Fourth quarter sponsor is Cout Pharmacy. Indians lead by 20, 43-23.
What you think about that quarter?
7-7 quarter, I'd say that's not good for us.
No.
And when you're up by 20, I thought we played sloppy on both ends of the floor, leaving too many shooters open. Nothing to take away from New Knoxville, but if you're up 20, obviously you've shown you the superior team. Blocked shot there by Rex Leverett. You shouldn't be playing even in any quarter.
Yeah.
Three for Leffel. No good. Good box out by the Indians as the ball hits the floor. We just couldn't get the ball. It's going to be a reach-in foul there by Riggs. You'd love to see that, though, as a coach. Box out, the ball hits the floor. That means guys are doing a great job of moving people out, not letting them get by you. But at the same time, we just got to corral the ball there. Knoxville's ball underneath.
And I agree with you. It was just one of those things, trying to button up some stuff and clean stuff up. And, as we were talking before, it's great these some of these younger guys are getting some minutes. But with that being said, too, you also don't want it to be careless either.
Right, block shot by Cal Rimmel on that. Tangle up right here in front of us was Troy Doinger and Riggs Toby, and they help each other up. That's the sportsmanship you like to see from those guys. Great hustle play. Scott Tangle. Doinger's kind of taking some rough hits here tonight. I know Knoxville doesn't have football, but he's kind of experiencing a little of that here tonight.
Doinger with the ball at the top. Tax kicks out to Holland. Holland attacks the rim. No shot there. Forces a pass up down. Ball over to Schrader. Schrader attacks the rim. Kicks out to Doinger for three. And they're getting some good looks there. Yeah. Rammel with the rebound.
And, Coach Menger was not happy with that possession. He felt like we got bodied. But, I probably agree with him on that. But, you get away with some of that in MAC play. Indians are doing a great job getting it in to Cal Rammel. That's something we were talking about between us. Turnover on Cal was we didn't get the ball inside that much, and we have a huge advantage. And, I don't think Daniel or Cal have touched the ball inside a whole lot tonight on post-ups.
Yeah, we should be 100%.
Trying to make a more conscious effort in there. Not that they have to shoot it, but just get it inside because that makes the defense collapse, and now you can kick out. And, right there, we just left – Leffel with the ball, and he splits us. That's a great job of that young man. Yeah. We have him blocked off. Out of a chance, you know, inside the three-second lane. We have him walled up, and all of a sudden our wall just splits. And then he sees it and splits through, and we have to foul him. So.
And then, you know, you get that lead, and then you start taking things for granted.
Missed free throw right there for Andrew Leffel, 5'9 junior.
A little score recap here. Indians 43, Rangers 23 on our Fort Recovery. Oh, I'm sorry, Cal Plumsy scoreboard. Thanks for the help there.
Yep. Deflected there off of Holland inside. Again, that was kind of a missed rebound. We had a chance we should have got. We just didn't. Rex Leverett's walking it up against the pressure. They fall back. Troy Holman has the ball on the left-hand side. Extra pass to Riggs Toby. He drives in. Skip pass to Rex. Rex jabs at him. Drives in. Kicks over to Landon Post. Landon thinks about a drive and finds Rex Leverett on a nice good pass team. Inside. Great pass by Landon Post.
Just kind of like what we were talking there, you know, doing that high-low action, that
yep.
attacking the rim and then finding the big underneath.
Especially against the zone, because if once you drive in there, nice deflected pass from Troy Holman with the steal, pushing ahead. Nice trail pass to Cal Ram on the lay-in. He had two options, chose the middle one. Cal lays it in. But I say, when you pass against the zone and you continue to cut, you're unguarded.
Yeah.
Everyone else is matched up in it. We were able to find Landon the Rex off of that.
And even, you know, when you attack the rim and you drive, everybody's got to move and rotate. And
good help side by Riggs Toby and Rex Leverett right there on defense. Nice cut in there by Swinger, but just misses it. Cal Rammel loses the ball. Good steal by Holland. Drives in and blocked by Cal Rammel.
Feel a little bad for 5'7" Holland there.
Daniel Briggs and Reese check in. Replace Riggs, Troy, and Rex. Triggering it in is Schroeder. Finds
Dwanger.
Yep, inside and gets fouled on Landon Post. That's going to be his third foul.
And, you know, as you can see in the people watching NFHS, right now we're getting to the point where they get the ball and they're getting to the rim and we just want to block shots.
Yeah.
You know, we're not playing disciplined defense by sliding over, walling up.
Yep, missed free throw. 5 minutes to go here in the Cal Pharmacy. Fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 47-23. As a coach, these are one of these games you kind of hate just because you can get some bad habits. And you know you should be winning.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys are looking for some shots here of their own maybe. And you're just maybe not as sharp as you like to be. Young man does it. Able to hit that one. Get it inside to Daniel Patch. Back out the post. Cal Rammel catches it in the short corner. They're going to call a foul.
And, you know, like we were talking before, we're going to see New Knoxville the first round of our tournament. I'm very happy we don't play a MAC team after them.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully that helps us. Because I'm not sure, you know, what we're going to look like going into an MAC game after a game like this where, right. you know, you start playing sloppy, you're not yeah. disciplined.
Yeah. USV won't know us as well. Cal does hit the first one and misses the second one. Yeah, I agree.
Dwyer bring the ball down the floor. Rotates the ball over to Schrader.
We do have him doubled up right now, 48-24.
Schrader looks to attack. Dribbles in that no man's land.
Deflected pass by Cal Rammel.
Leffel with a, I don't know what you call that, some kind of shot. He goes in.
Left-handed runner, I guess. Briggs Overman has the ball for the Indians. Throws it over to Reese Guggenbilt. Reese drives over to Briggs. Briggs drives in. Pulled up 15-footer.
Like
nice
that.
Little shot
great
by
shot.
Briggs Overman.
I like the confidence he had shooting that, too. That's great.
Yep. Looked good doing it. He's one of our JV standouts for us as a sophomore. Leffel drives in. Deflected pass. Good help side defense there by Daniel. And Leffel for three. No good. Good box out there by Briggs Overman. Briggs hands it off to Reese, over to Cal Rammel. Cal drives in, puts his head down, and gets fouled, and that's a late whistle.
Yeah.
That's one of those, at this point in the game, up like they are, if it goes in, there's a no foul.
Yep.
And you know, I watch all these officials on social media and stuff, and they talk about the flow of the game, and they even come out and say it. If you hit shots and you're fouled, we're probably not going to call it unless it's obvious.
Yeah.
Just because it interrupts the flow of the game. Kel misses that one on the Hall Brother free throw line. And then if you do hit it, then it's a play on.
And that's a great example. I mean, really, the delay and call. And
yep. They're just waiting to see if it goes in or not.
Which, yeah.
If you know that, I guess you're okay with it. You know, if you don't know that, yeah. Then it does make you upset.
You're pretty frustrated.
Kel does hit the second free throw, and I'm assuming with 3:53 to go here in the fourth quarter in the game as it is, Kel Ramos probably saw his last minutes of the night. Got 20 on the night. Indians lead 51-26.
Dwinger bring the ball down the floor. Passes over to Schroeder. Schroeder looks up to Lammers. Lammers over to Jones. Jones back over to Schroeder in the corner. Over to Holland. Holland back over to Jones. Top of the key. Looks for a ball screen. Nothing there. Schroeder takes the ball screen. Looks down. Ooh. Tries to force a pass. Kick ball there by Daniel Patch.
Those 15 size shoes came in handy. I'm also assuming this is last minutes probably for Daniel Patch and Landon Post, both seniors right there, as Gavin Evers and Troy Ullman check in. And again, next week, our last game here at the Fortside Fieldhouse is going to be senior night. Turnover on the Rangers, so do get out here as you can support our three seniors, our basketball players, and also our cheerleaders. They have two senior cheerleaders as well, Mackenzie Kaffenberger and Lydia Brunswick.
Also need to give a shout-out to the Fort Recovery Bowling Team. They have their, I believe it's their boys and girls, both have their MAC meets this week. Best of luck to them.
Nice move by Reese Guggenmiller. 3 minutes to go here, a little under in the fourth quarter. The Indians lead 53-26.
Dwayne with the ball at the top. Oh, big steal by Troy Holman.
Nice read by Troy. Ooh. Misses the layup. Good hustle by Alex Deuce. Throws it up. Misses the shot. Holman retains the ball. Dribbling back up. Throws it over to Briggs Overman. Swings it to Alex Deuce. Good cut there by Briggs. Catches the ball. Bounce power. Nice pass to Gavin Evers. Gets blocked, but great offense by the Indians. Good hustle there by Briggs. Briggs, Toby checks in and replaces Troy Holman. So we have all of our subs now on the floor for the Indians. We got Toby, Deuce, Guggenbiller, Overman, and Evers.
Some good hustle plays there. Dwinger rotates the ball over to LaFell. LaFell attacks the rim. Ooh, I think it's travel there.
But yeah.
Holland with the ball. Takes the ball screen. Back over to LaFell.
Gets it inside to Lammers. Drop step up. No good. Rebound Evers. Going to be a foul. Oh.
Ooh. Jump balls, that's pretty hard to get when they're behind you, aren't they?
I just was thinking the same thing. Don't know if I've ever seen a jump ball when he's coming in from behind like that, but nonetheless, that's what they call, so they're getting paid to officiate, we're not. Guggenmiller has the ball, swings it over to Overman. Overman drives in from the left-hand side up to Gavin Evers. Drives in, kicks up to Alex Deuce for three.
Got
good
it.
For Alex Deuce.
That gives Alex Deuce 8 on the night.
Yep. 30-point lead for our Indians. Holland Winger has the ball up to Luffel. Swings it over to
Jones.
Yep. Freshman for them. Drives in. Spins. Pivots.
Throws three ball by Dwinger. Got it.
Nice shot for that young man.
That gives Dwinger 15.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. He's definitely a standout for them. Evers drives in, pivots, and spins back. No space and no place to go on that. Smart move by him. Under a minute to go. Indians lead 56-29. Alex Deuce is holding the ball. Coach Lovrette says bring it back up. Alex dribbles across.
Looks like we're going to burn up some clock here. Yeah.
Briggs Overman has the ball. Jumps, throws it in to Alex Dews. Alex throws up a wild shot. Charge.
Man, it's a good thing they don't have charge chains over here for Rangers.
Yeah. That's one of those that Coach Leverett looked at him and was like, I told you to bring it up anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he told him not to shoot, and we did, so. Dwinger has the ball. Under 30 seconds to go. Swings it to Luffel. Right-hand side. Back to Holland. Holland looks to drive. And probably going to be, no. Thought he got tripped there, but they call travel. That's a tough one on for him.
And, you know, we talked about this at the beginning. What we're going to get out of this game, you know, before our tournament against them. And I'm kind of speechless. I'm not sure. You know, if I'm New Knoxville, they did a lot of good things.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and
I agree.
You know, I think we got something to look at and get better at when we play them next time. And,
right, right.
But by no means, Fort Recovery definitely dominated this game. They finished here, Fort Recovery 56, the Rangers 29. Any thoughts there, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, is what it is. We finish here, get ready for Newton tomorrow, and got a MAC win. I think we're 4-4 right now, so we'll come back, wrap things up. Our Indians win 56-29.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse in a quick game when the JV played just two quarters. But our varsity team wins 56-29. Quarter scores went like this. At the end of one, the Indians led 17-6. Second quarter, the Indians outscored the Rangers 19-10 to take a 36-16 halftime lead. The third quarter was maybe not a great quarter for us, as it was 7-7 in that quarter, as the Indians take a 43-23 lead going into the fourth and final quarter. Our Fort Recovery Indians do outscore the New Knoxville Rangers that quarter 13-6 to end up winning 56-29. Looking at scores for the Indians, Kel Rammel paced the way with 20 points. Rex Leverett had himself a nice night with 14. Alex Dews came off the bench, and Reese Guggenbiller came off the bench as well. Alex chipped in with 8. Reese added 6. Landon Post had 4. Briggs Overman saw some action there tonight. Got 2. Troy Holman with 2. Riggs Toby and Daniel Patch saw action but did not score for the Indians. In JV action, JV ended up winning 27-2. Pacing the way was Briggs Overman with 9 points. Gavin Evers added 8. Cooper Thompson with 4. Alex Garkey, Colson Post, Mason Diller all with 2 points each. Making his way up here is Coach Leverett. And our Indians improved to 12-8 on the year, 4-4 in MAC play. And Coach, what was your takeaway from that game?
Pretty ugly. You know, it's one of those games you just want to come out and, you know, we try to preach being disciplined in a game like that, and I don't know, we were at times, but for the most part, it gets a little ratty. When their kids, I mean, they frat out, play hard. I mean, Carson's got them playing their butts off. Stay tuned. You know, once he gets some athletes in there, he's gonna have that program back to where it was when Coach Patch was here. So
they're young.
And like I said, a ratty game like that's kind of hard to stay a little bit disciplined in. But, you know, for the most part, we came in, we took care of business. A win's a win. You know, we didn't show them a lot. We played in the first round tournament. So that was kind of the plan, you know, just come out, let's play some fundamental defense and hopefully run our offense and score off of it. So.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of saying the same thing with their how young they are and, you know, things that they have looking forward to come. And, you know, some of the things we were hoping, you know, and I'm sure as they come into tournament, you know, buttoning up some of our defensive stuff, right, things like that. But one thing we both really liked is, you know, changing the defenses, you know, kind of keeping the boys engaged. And
well, and that was, we did that for a little while. But, you know, after a while, it's like, okay, let's just sit down and play some man-to-man and make sure we're talking on our switches. And like I said, we did that for the most part, but, you know, they're chippy and ratty, and that's how they have to play. And, you know, I thought we kept our cool. So
yeah, I thought they actually did a great job of executing some stuff, actually running some offense, dribble drive stuff, drives and kicks, seeing the next pass. And, you know, not that we didn't do that, but I think we just really more imposed our will and dominate because we're a little bit better.
Right, bigger and stronger and faster. And you're right, that was a lot of it, so...
And, you know, when you have a score, you know, 56-29, they can't help to think, you know, when they get in the tournament, what the heck are we going to do?
Right. That's why I told the guys, I'm like, hey, you know, we didn't show them anything. You know, if that's a typical game, we're pressing all the way through the third quarter, and that thing's hopefully 60.
Yeah.
So,
you know, tonight Kel had 20.
And we tried to get him his average. I told him, I said, I want you to get your average. That way you stay at the leaderboard.
You know, the funny thing,
free throws.
You know, the funny thing, though, is you look up and you're like, Cal played okay. He had 20. You know, most kids would die for 20.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and here he is. It's just an okay night for him.
Second nature.
Right.
Know,
it's just what you expect. But I thought Rex did a lot of good things. And Rex has kind of stayed out of foul trouble here going into tournament time because he's been in that little streak a little bit.
Yep.
And I thought he showed some really good things for us tonight.
Yeah, he did. He did all right. I wish he would... just not to nitpick the kid, because you're right, he did have a pretty good floor game, but he's got to be a little bit smarter with his closeouts. He's a little slower foot and use that length a little bit better. But yeah, he's had a good game. He's starting to hopefully peak here at the right time. And I wish I, with that being said, I'm not trying to nitpick my own son, but I mean, if he plays better, then we're better going into tournament. So.
You know, I agree with you, what you're saying about Rex. And, you know, Alex Deuce, he had a heck of a game, you know, shooting the ball well.
He shot the ball well. He's a little out of control on some of those drives. But you know what? Hey, he's being aggressive. I would probably be upset if he didn't try and drive in and score. So he's showing a little bit of confidence. You know, he does it in practice all the time. Not that that's really his role, being that driver. But it's good to see him drive in and be aggressive offensively.
So tomorrow with Newton.
Newton's 500. They've got 2 nice players. We'll have to play pretty well to go down there and get a W. I'm not lying. And that was kind of my concern going into this week, was maybe overlooking them a little bit. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. It's a WOAC team. yeah, we'll have to play well, but we're going to be able to play our style and get up and press them and really get that hopefully going. So,
you know, we talked a little bit about the tournament, and you know, what are your thoughts on the tournament draw? Are you pretty happy with where we are?
I was tickled pink. You know, we knew we was either going to have the four or the five going into it. So I called Coach Fisher from Coldwater and said, hey, you know, if we're the five seed, we're likely going to have to take a play-in game. If we're the four seed, then I'm going to take a bye. You know, what are your feelings on Upper Soda Valley? Because they had just played them. And he's like, oh, well, if you get the five seed and take a play-in, go right after them. And St. Henry actually took a play-in game. They are the four seed. That bye was sitting there right at me, and I thought, nope, I'm gonna go with what we talked about. And so, we took the play-in game to get to Upper Soda Valley, which is what we want, a team that I think we can get. Luckily, everybody else stayed away from that bracket, you know, and we ended up with Knoxville. They had no choice. They were the 12 seed, so they ended up with us. I couldn't be tickled pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that was, you know, I think one of the questions I was going to ask, too, was I think that's interesting to see how that plays out. And
right.
you have a non-MAC team.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't know us very well.
Coach Fisher's going to give us all. We've already started watching them, obviously. So we know a lot about them already. I like our matchups with them. I like everything about going into that game. You know, it's a chance to win a sectional title. And then a chance to go play Marion Local in the district semis at Walpock with nothing to lose. We've started working on some stuff, not to put the cart before the horse, but, you know, you got to look ahead a little bit, some things that we want to do different against them if we get to that point. So, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. Our goal right now is to end up 14-8 on the season. I think that's a pretty solid record. Gives us momentum, winning four in a row here at the end of the year, going into the tournament. So, hopefully we get things clicking and stay moving forward tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, definitely peaking at the right time, Coach.
Yep.
Well, thank you for coming up.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Best of luck tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, again, our Indians win 56-29. And Neil Spencer will be back to wrap it up on our postgame show.
The big game is coming up, and America Lanes has a great special for you. From 4 to 7 this Sunday, you can get one of their large 15-inch pizzas with two toppings, two orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for just $35. Be sure to call ahead at 375-4274 to place your order. Maybe even call a day or so ahead of time to reserve your pickup time. No substitutions are available. Don't miss this great special for the big game on Sunday night. A large 15-inch pizza with two toppings, two orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for only $35. Be sure to call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 well ahead of time to get this great big game special. Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians come away with a pretty easy victory over the New Knoxville Rangers. And I don't have the I'm not seeing where he had the quarter scores. That's JV. Sorry. But we were up, kind of took charge right from the beginning, and I think we had 8 points in less than 2 minutes, and that was pretty much ended the game, although it was, you know, only 2 minutes into four quarters of a game. But we showed them that we're going to go in there, be aggressive, and take charge. And once we got up 20 points second half, we got a little sloppy a little bit here and there, and then we kind of regained our composure and started playing like we should, instead of, you know, sometimes you just get in that thing where we already know we won the game, and then you kind of start doing some bad things, picking up bad habits and making bad passes and just messing around. So we don't want to do that. Do not want that to end up being any kind of a habit. So we kind of got ourselves straightened back out. So tomorrow night, boys play at Newton. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with, I believe, Coach Brian Patch and I believe Harold Feely. There is NFHS video, but I have no idea if they have audio with it. I don't think they do. The next week, Wednesday, there'll be a girls' tournament game versus Coldwater at Lincoln View. That'll be at 6 o'clock. And Wednesday night is talk night on Fort Recovery Radio. So we also we will simulcast that. And right after that, we will start our Insight show. So somewhere around 7:15, 7:30 is when Insight will come on, and we'll have the folks from the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park Committee on talking about several things that are coming up. Some of them are pretty big announcements, and then just, you know, just regular stuff, you know, like their wiffle ball tournament in the summer and all that kind of thing. So we'll have them on, and then of course it'll be sports talk after that. So it'll, those will both be a little later than normal, but not much. So we'll simulcast WPGW from the girls tournament game, and then again go right straight into Insight. Then on Friday the boys will host New Bremen, last regular season game, and we'll simulcast WPGW for that. And the audio will also be on the NFHS video. That'll be boys basketball and cheerleader senior night. Then Saturday, if the girls win on Wednesday against Coldwater, they would play Delphus Jefferson again at Lincoln View, and again at 6 o'clock. So that's what's coming up. And again, Indians come away with a nice easy win. A two-quarter JV game, and Indians won big on that. I think New Knoxville only got a couple of points in the whole game. So varsity won, I believe, by 25 approximately. But controlled it again from the start. Like I said, they had I think they had 8 points in the first, in less than 2 minutes, and that kind of set the tone for the game. So I want to thank everybody for stopping out and listening in and watching on the NFHS. If we got that, there was some problems with that earlier. Holly had a call into the company. Not sure if that got resolved. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll be at Newton and take on the Newton Indians. I heard Coach Patch talking about not knowing exactly what their nickname is, but they're the Newton Indians. We played them back in the past. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.